you got a Bible, you turn with us to John's Gospel, chapter number 12. John's Gospel, chapter number 12. We done preached about 5 sermons, amen. But I like it when it goes into overtime. The Super Bowl be coming on for long, I suppose. Couldn't guarantee you. There'll be a lot of people punched a ticket hoping they get their money's worth going into overtime. I hope you get you it worth your gas money this morning. Coming to go to the house of God. Boy, I love Him and I praise Him. There's nothing no better than serving. You hear me? I know the devil will tell you different. But there's nothing like serving our God. And I'm going to tell you, I found this out even walking with God. Most of the time, it's dark. But oh, when the light shines. Like this child up here singing. Boy, went down deep in the waters this morning. Lifting her little hand, him lifting his hand, knowing there's a God. Sees about all of their needs according to His riches and glory. I am reminded if everything worked out right on our time schedule, then we wouldn't think near as much of Him as it looked like it done run out of time. But it's just like Him to come walking in your issue and your circumstance. Man, I'm a wanting to preach 9 things this morning. But I think I'm just going to go back to what they're singing this morning. That thing rose up in my heart and it's still talking. And I'm going to see what He's got to say this morning. John chapter number 5 today. John 5. Somebody get me some water. This may be a 3-bottle sermon this morning. On my desk to work right there, Brother Dave. You pitch it to me. It'd be wonderful. Be turning John chapter number 5. I'm glad I got water toters this morning. Water throwers. Amen. If it wouldn't get on your Bible, I'd shake a little on you this morning. Pour some of that holy water on you. Some of y'all need something to make you jump a little bit. I sure don't want to put the fire out, Brother Donald. I don't want to throw water on. I don't throw gas on it. I sort of like that time Legion Hall next door caught a fire. Them boys are playing ball down here because that preacher, the old Legion Hall done caught a fire. So you want to call the fire department? I said, hogwash. Go down yonder at Stiles and get some gas. Somebody say amen. There's one thought really standing up in my heart this morning, Brother Jay. He's been doing that with me the last 2 or 3 Sundays. Just give me one little thought. But if he can just use one little... I've noticed all he got to say is just one little thing. It'd change our whole life. Matter of fact, when he called Lazarus out of the grave, Lazarus couldn't hear nobody. But him. He been in the grave 3 days stinking already. He couldn't hear Mary and Martha. But honey, when Jesus come by and said, Lazarus, come forth. His word rose him up out of his situation. Wouldn't that be a blessing if God would give you a word in your situation this morning? It may be dark at your house. It may be smelling bad at your house. But if Jesus could just speak a word to you, it sure would help you. And by the way, this is the best thing I've had in my hand all week. John 5, verse 1, after this, there's a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there's a Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And an angel went down in a certain season to the pool, and he troubled the water, and whosoever, I like that word, whosoever then was first after the troubling of the water stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. But I got an issue with that. What if you wasn't first? I'm glad they some come in last. And a certain man was there. He had infirmity 38 years. Brother Jerry, young, be seated. You got that measuring tape in your pocket? Let me have it. 38 years. This man showed me something in the foyer this morning. Help me. He said, "Preacher, how old are you?" I said, "Well, you're getting a little personal, ain't you?" Younger than I look. I said, "I'll be 53, Lord willing, in March." He said, "How long are you going to live?" I started to say 72. And then I got thinking, no, I'm going to shoot for the moon. 76. Hey, Brother David. Right there's what's done gone. If I live to 76, that's all I got left. Time flies. You say, time flies? Sure does. Watch. There it goes. That's just like our life. The old preacher said it was a vapor. Passes by sudden. Now, you'll notice this. He is 38 years. He couldn't do nothing with what was behind him. All he could do was what was in front of him. And that's just like the devil. He'd love to tell us that we've gone too far and we wasted it all. But I want to ask you this. If I only live to 60, that's 8 years, 7 years. What am I going to do with it for him until then? It's not so much that's happened. It's what we're going to do with what's left. You know, I could be the best pastor and preacher you've ever had. But if I blow it all in the fourth quarter, you're not going to remember what I did. You're going to remember what I done. And I've said a lot of times, don't put your eyes on me. And the Bible says, looking unto Jesus. There's something about this office that I can't change. People does look at it. And so I want to say this morning. He was 38 years old. And the Bible said that when Jesus saw him lie and knew he had been now a long time. Now watch, in that case, he saith unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" That's all he asked him. He said, "I'm not asking you about, do you want me to stir this water up?" He simply asked the impotent man that was a cripple and couldn't get to him. He said, "How long you been that way?" He said, "Boy, too long. I've noticed when I've been in a case too long, I go to getting some help." The impotent man answered, said, "Sir, I've no man when the water's troubled to put me in the pool, but when I'm coming down, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise. Take up your bed and walk." And the water ain't moved yet. And immediately the man was made whole. Took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. You know, the water didn't help him. But that word made him whole. And watch this Baptist crowd sitting around in verse 10, Sunday morning, go to meeting crowd. The Jews therefore said to him that was cured, it's a Sabbath day and it's not lawful for you to be carrying your bed. I done noticed, friend, when Jesus touches you, you may come out of formality. He said, man, we seen folks around here giving tithes and offerings. We seen folks around here around this water, but we ain't never seen nobody acting like you. He said, y'all just ain't been where I've been. So the Bible said, and he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. What you saying? Oh, you ain't got to see him, you just got to hear him. And afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple. That's a good place for people that he spoke to be. Said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto you. See, that's our issue. We don't know who we're playing with and what we're playing with. He said, you're different now. He said, I've touched you and I've made something out of you. And he said, listen, be careful. Don't get stupid. Something bad may happen. Now what? The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Why, you broke the law, Jesus. You've done something that you wasn't supposed to do on the Sabbath day. I'm glad Jesus don't care what day it is. I'm glad he's interested in sinners. I'm glad he's interested in people that's tired of their condition. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but he said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, isn't it amazing how grace will let you walk out? The law wouldn't let him, but the grace of God let him walk out. You know, I was always waiting for something miraculous to happen in church. But I noticed nothing miraculous started happening until I walked toward the miraculous one. I was waiting on a lot of things maybe that would happen to help me, but I found out something. I had to be ready to help myself. You see, you can sit around all the moving of the water you want to, but until you get involved in the one that moves the water, you're not going to get no help for your life. Now, this is my thought. The Bible said he'd been 38 years in that case. Is that right? What had he done? That's nobody's business but Jesus. Matter of fact, I wonder if we took a survey about what all we'd done. I wonder, would we want to ride up on the choir wall and pull the screen down? But I'm going to tell you something. He didn't need to tell Jesus his condition because Jesus knew about his condition. And matter of fact, Jesus spoke to him and he didn't even know who he was. Isn't that amazing? I mean, he didn't even know. I remember the day I got saved. I know somebody was dealing with me, but Brother Mike, I really didn't know who he was. But since then, he's made himself real clear to me. And I've noticed this. He's helped me more in the temple than any place in my life. For the Spirit of God is moving and he's talking to me and he's helping me. Now, I want to ask something. I wonder how many people are sitting around saying, you know what? You have no hope. You've done too much, too wrong. But the Bible said he'd been in that condition. It said he'd been in that case. Ain't you glad Jesus will take your case? I'm glad when you come to see Dr. Jesus that you ain't got to meet your deductible. Say, well, boy, we can't help you this week. The calendar ain't turned. You ain't. met your deductible. I noticed this morning I went ready to get to Google, check on my bank account. That's right. One of them times when you months running out of money, you know how it gets. And Google was down. It said, check the connection and reboot. And the Lord is my witness. I unplugged that thing and all of a sudden, I don't understand, Brother Huey, what happened. But it sounded like a thunderstorm. Come on, my kaboo-yow! And up come the network. I got to thinking, well, it wasn't plugged in right. Maybe that's our problem. We're not plugged in right. And it takes a big storm to get us plugged in right. But I can tell you this about Jesus. You'll never have call waiting. There's people right now in their lives that need help. And I'm the first and in line. I'm going to be the first and in line. But I want you to see something about Jesus. The water didn't have to move. The case had to move. See, he's been waiting on the wrong thing to move. He had to move. Some of you waiting on things to move you, you might ought to move and move some things. Because when he moved, Jesus give him a word. I've noticed when Jesus will give you a word, you can stand on it when heaven's raining. You can stand on it in your darkest hour when he'll just say something to you. Some of you been in the case a long time, 38 years like that. I don't know about y'all, but I've got to places in my life when I was just tired of being that way and I wanted help. You know, it'd be good if some of y'all this morning was tired of being cold, tired of being crippled, tired of just sitting around waiting on something else to happen. And wouldn't it be a blessing if you could move by faith and watch something happen anyhow? Boy, I'm glad he loves it. I sure am glad that Jesus didn't say, bring me a list of all you've done. But the Word of God is it's so plain and it has so much simplicity. The Bible said in verse 6, Jesus saw him lie and knew that he'd been now a long time in that case. He didn't write a sign around his neck 38 years like this. Jesus knew. You know what he said? Wilt thou be made whole? He said, do you want to change? Wilt thou be made? I mean, the same one that spoke to this man by the pool, he's fixing to go to the town of Bethany down where Lazarus and Martha, and he's fixing to speak to a dead man. And he said, sir, this way some of you are this morning. I have no man. I got some good friends in this church, Brother David. I got some older men to throw me water. When the preacher said he needed a drink of water, it ought to have been 15 young people charging that cooler this morning. I've noticed I better not brag on my friends too much. The devil will shoot at them real strong. There's men here I trust my life with. But when they're all gone, and there's nobody left, you always remember this. There's Jesus. And he said, I know everybody's left you. I know everybody's jumped in ahead of you. But he said, I come to tell you, if you want something, I got it. wilt thou be made whole. What a God that'll give an invitation. You know what he done? Look what the Bible said. He said, well, sir, I've no man when the water's troubled to put me in the pool. Well, I'm coming, another step's down before me. And Jesus said, all right, right. Take up thy bed and walk. He came in with his back on the bed, but he's leaving out with his bed on the back. And immediately the man, look, was made whole. Took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Brother Brent, I want y'all to come this morning. I want you to sing a song. You know, wouldn't that be a blessing if you'd say, preacher, boy, I need some help for my life. Some of you, you've got children, you got grandchildren. They need Jesus to do something for them. And something just as good as that, me and you, we better not forget this. He took us just how He found us. Making something out of us. And this is what He said. He said, now listen, you better not go back to doing what you was doing. I've thought about it a few times. Not long, I've thought about it. Oh, the party life is fun for a season. People play you like a fiddle. When you out of fun, they done. But Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole? He said, I sure will. He said, well, put your bed on your back and walk out of here. He said, what you've been laying on and what's been a carrying you, won't you get up and move off of it and come to somebody that'll let you carry it? They're going to come sing this morning. And I want to give this invitation. You may be here, you may need to be saved. I can tell you this, Jesus loves sinners. It's not about what you can do or how much good you can do. Have you ever come to Christ? Have you ever been saved by grace through faith like the Bible teaches? Has it ever been a time that your heart's turned to Christ? And if you want to be saved, you can be. I'm glad I pastor the crowd like him, Brother Brent. Those couldn't do nothing by themselves. Everybody jumping in line ahead of them. But Jesus is interested in them in the back of the line. You hear me? He's interested. They're going to sing. We're going to open this altar. Whatever you need this morning.